Maybe the most important question about Christianity is, who is Jesus? Now, this question was asked during Jesus' ministry. On one occasion, Jesus and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee in a boat, and a storm blew up. And the storm was so bad that the disciples feared the boat might sink. Jesus was asleep in the stern of the boat, and the disciples woke him up, seeking his help. And immediately Jesus calms the storm. And we are told that the disciples were awestruck, and they said to one another, "Who can this be? Even the wind and the waves obey him." On another occasion, John the Baptist was in prison, and he'd heard what Jesus was doing, and he wondered who Jesus was. And so he sent his disciples to find out. And Jesus said to the disciples of John the Baptist, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the poor are hearing the good news." On yet another occasion, Jesus and his disciples were going to the territory of Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others one of the prophets." And Jesus asked them, "And who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." And then Jesus said to them that they weren't to tell anyone else that. And he warned them that the Son of Man would suffer, die on the cross, and 3 days later be raised from the dead. And so, who is Jesus? Is he just a great teacher who gave us a Sermon on the Mount? Or is he just a great miracle worker who raised the dead to life and cured the sick? Or is he just a great prophet of God, delivering to God's people God's message? Is Jesus a great teacher, miracle worker, and prophet? Or is he something even more? Christians believe that Jesus is God with us in the flesh. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, puts it this way: Jesus is the image of the invisible God. In Jesus, the complete being of God came to dwell. And so let's examine the evidence that Jesus is God with us. Now, Jesus never said, "I am God." And he acknowledged his dependence upon God, and he prayed to God. But Jesus does claim the authority of God, and he does things which were reserved for God alone. Three things stand out for me. It was believed that God alone could forgive sins, and yet Jesus forgave sins. On one occasion, Jesus was at home in Capernaum, and he was teaching a large crowd. And four men came with a friend who was paralyzed and on a stretcher. And they tried to bring the man to Jesus for healing. They couldn't get anywhere near Jesus because of the crowd. So they went up on the roof of the house. They made a hole in the roof, and they lowered the man on his stretcher in front of Jesus. And Jesus said to the man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now there were some lawyers in the crowd, and they thought to themselves, "This is blasphemy, because only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to them and to the crowd that in order to prove that he had the power to forgive sins, he would say to the man, "Stand up, take up your bed and walk." And in full view of everyone, this is exactly what the man did. Secondly, God alone has the final judgment on people. And yet Jesus also claimed this authority. In the parable of the sheep and the goats, Jesus says that the Son of Man will divide the nations, and some will be the sheep. They are the people who feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, give hospitality to the stranger, clothe the naked, help the sick, and visit the imprisoned. And they will receive God the Father's blessing and enter God's kingdom. But the people who do none of those things to help the needy, they will receive God's curse and eternal punishment. And Jesus says that he, the Son of Man, is a person who will give the final judgment upon people. Thirdly, we think that it's God alone who can ask from us total commitment. And yet Jesus also asks for such commitment. When he was in the territory of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus said to the people, "Anyone who wishes to be a follower of mine must leave self behind. He must take up his cross and come with me." But Jesus didn't only say this to folk generally. He said this to particular people. At the beginning of his ministry, he says to the fishermen, Andrew and Peter, and to James and John, that they should follow him. And so they leave their family business, their work as fishermen, to follow Jesus. And on another occasion, he has a conversation with a rich young ruler. And at the end of the conversation, he says to the young man that he should sell all he has, give to the poor, and follow Jesus. And the young man turns away with a heavy heart, declining to follow Jesus. And so we see that Jesus asks from folk a full commitment that we'd expect only God to ask. And so Jesus is claiming the authority of God. And how do the disciples respond? Now, we've got to remember that the disciples were Jewish people, and as such, they believed in one God only. Think back to the Old Testament and to the Ten Commandments. The first commandment from God is, "You shall have no other gods." And the second commandment is that you shall make no carved idols, and you shall not worship them. And the Jewish people said every day the Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord." Notice, only Lord. The Jewish people were and are strict monotheists. So, how did those disciples respond to Jesus? Well, on one occasion, the disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee very early in the morning, and the sea was rough. And Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. The disciples spot him, and Peter decides to walk on the water also towards Jesus. He first of all succeeds, but quickly he begins to sink, and Jesus reaches out and rescues him. And then they climb into the boat. And we are told that those disciples fall down and worship Jesus and say to him, "Truly, you are the Son of God." On Easter Sunday evening, the risen Lord Jesus appeared to the disciples, minus Thomas, in the upper room. And the disciples told Thomas about this. And Thomas said he wouldn't believe Jesus had risen unless he saw him for himself and also saw the marks of the cross on Jesus' body. The next week, Jesus appeared again to his disciples, including Thomas. And Jesus invites Thomas to touch the marks of the cross on his body. Thomas replies, "My Lord and my God." So we do have in the Gospels signs that the disciples were thinking during the life of Jesus that in some mysterious way here was God with them. Many years ago, I was leaving Leeds, driving south on the M1. And at that time, the M1 began with a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit. And I was keeping to it. And I was passed by two Jaguar cars who roared past me. I would imagine going about 70 miles an hour. And I soon expected to lose sight of them. But I didn't. And I wondered why. And very soon I realised why, because I saw not only the two Jaguars ahead of me, But I also saw ahead of them a police car. The authority of the police had slowed down the drivers of the Jaguars. Jesus had authority over nature, over illness, and over people's lives. And that led those disciples to think, could this be God with them? But it was only after Jesus was risen from the dead that they were fully convinced that Jesus really was God with them. In the light of Jesus' claims to divinity, some scholars have suggested three possible answers to the question, who is Jesus? The first answer is that Jesus was mentally unbalanced, mentally deluded. The Reverend John Stott once received a letter from someone which included these words: I've just made a great discovery. Almighty God has two sons. Jesus Christ was the first, and I am the second. That letter came from a psychiatric hospital. The second possibility is that Jesus was a liar and a fraud. He simply wanted power over people and to impress people. The third possibility is that Jesus really was divine. He was God with us. And this is the answer that millions of Christians over the centuries have given. And as a result, they've worshipped Jesus and followed him. This too is my answer. Amen.